SBS Radio.
My guest is award-winning artist Wayoni Scarce, and we are catching up in the sidelines of the launch of her new exhibition, Missile Park, set to be launched at the Australian Centre for Contemporary Art. Welcome to NITV Radio, Wayoni.
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
First off, let's talk about the title of your new exhibition, Missile Park. Sounds like a confronting title you've chosen for your latest exhibition.
Sometimes some of my titles for just my works can be quite confronting.
Yeah.
So this exhibition, it was important to have something that people are not going to forget, actually. And it was important to go back to my birthplace and think about that place of Woomera.
The heart of South Australia, that's where you call home.
So I was born there in the early 1970s. We didn't live there for very long. My parents were there for a few years before I was born there, but then we moved back to Adelaide probably when I was around 3 or 4, probably a little bit older than that. I do know that I was walking at the time. Yeah, it's an interesting place.
Childhood memory, or you've revisited and now you're retelling the story from a different perspective?
I've been going back to Woomera over the past 6 years. The last time I was passing through Woomera was, I would have been in my teenage years, actually, but probably about 17. So I used to think that Woomera was a pretty weird place, and it is, I'll be honest. It's kind of like an odd place, but I'm really quite fascinated now that I was born there, and I guess the history of military operations that happened there and continue to happen at Woomera.
What does the place evoke for you?
See, it changes all the time. So at first I wasn't sure how I'd feel about returning.
Yeah.
And then the more times I visit, the more you uncover the history of Woomera. Like I really am really quite enamored by the architecture, particularly the Woomera Theatre.
Yeah.
And I guess the regimented sort of way it's been built. I think it's very much a straight line, a square. The base is small. It's, you know, and the hospital that I was born at was quite interesting for me because of, you know, architecturally it's quite a, you know, an interesting building. When I visited earlier this year with the curators for Missile Park, Lisa Wop, Max Delaney and Liz Knoll, the hospital is currently being demolished. It probably doesn't exist now. Yeah, so I think a little bit of nostalgia maybe. It's just something like I like to try and uncover or discover actually new parts of the history of Woomera as well, and its involvement in the nuclear tests in South Australia, and also I'm interested in why the Woomera prohibited area still exists.
Woomera is being developed kind of a tourist destination. Some areas have been decontaminated and tourists can walk in and
With the prohibited area, you have to seek permission from Department of Defence.
Yeah.
And because the airport is quite close to the Woomera township, and you can visit Maralinga through the Maralinga Jaratja Corporation and spend a couple of days up there and learn, you know, I guess quite hands-on experience, I think, about what happened up there. And the prohibited zone itself is quite large. A lot of that land as well, that where the clouds travelled across was contaminated. I wouldn't recommend visiting there, but yeah.
Radiation would be still very strong there. It never goes away. It's there forever, I believe.
Yeah. Unfortunately. So yeah. It's really sad, you know, that it's like that and it will be like that for a long time. So, but, you know, like with the Maralinga village and some of the bomb sites and Emu Field, where the first land-based nuclear test happened before Maralinga, the radiation levels are quite low. And I've been to Maralinga 3 times already, and I'll be visiting again in June to take a group of students that I teach at the Victorian College of the Arts. So it doesn't scare me, actually, but it does cross your mind, that mind.
And now you just described an architecture that kind of squarish with more function than style. How do you represent this in your art?
There's a few works from a few years ago, actually. My language isn't that great this morning, but so there's some pre-existing work from there's one work that I created during my art school days, which will be in the exhibition, and a number of other older works as well. I tend to use found objects and other materials to represent my stories with my artwork. Photography often turns up in my work, other like metal, acrylic and things like that. It's quite rare now that I use glass completely on its own, unless it's one of the fallout clouds that I've created that are suspended, but then they also have wire and metal clipping and things like that. So I like to introduce different types of ways to represent the history of the treatment of Aboriginal people. You know, the bush food themselves are accompanied with something else.
So a comprehensive survey of the past 15 years of mm-hmm. your work that will be on display there. Well, and you're a multidisciplinary artist combining different mediums and all that. And also, we know that you specialize in really retelling the story of your people, occupation, colonization, all that is represented in the exhibition?
Yeah, definitely. So there's elements of scientific testing, genocide, family history, and I guess the removal of Aboriginal people as well from their homelands. It's quite across the board, I think. So, and the new commission itself, which is called Missile Park, the same as the title of the exhibition, is a direct reference to my birthplace of Woomera and the prohibited area and the nuclear tests in South Australia too. Mm.
Now, it's interesting that this exhibition comes just a few, like last year or the year before, when the ICAN, the international organization that fights for the abolition of nuclear arms, weapons, was awarded a Nobel Prize a few years back, I think 2 or 3 years ago, and hardly any big mention in the media, hardly any major reaction. It was just as if it was something that just happened, whereas a Nobel Peace Prize normally gets wide media coverage, but not this one.
Yeah, it's embarrassing, and I think it just shows how the government at the time was just ignoring it, and to win a Nobel Peace Prize,
it's big.
Significant. It's huge. It's such an important award, and it was like so easily dismissed. It was actually really upsetting to hear that. Like, it was like the people that worked tirelessly, one of them is my auntie, Annie Suhu Coleman Hasseldine, who's been an anti-nuclear activist for as long as I can remember, and I'm incredibly proud of her. It should have been celebrated in this country, and it wasn't.
This exhibition will be travelling, or will it stay in Melbourne?
Yeah, it'll. It's in partnership with the Institute of Modern Art in Brisbane, so it'll travel to Brisbane in July of this year once it closes in Melbourne. So, and then it'll be up there for a couple of months. I think it closes in September. So it's exciting. It's been a long time since I've exhibited in Brisbane. And to have this exhibition go up there is pretty big deal for me, I think. I feel like it's a massive achievement for me to have it here in Melbourne as well.
Thank you so much for taking the time talk to us today.
No worries. Thanks so much.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.